Perfect. We are ready to get started. Good morning, everyone. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 10:03 a.m. on Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. I'm Commissioner Brian Crotius. Also present with me are Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk and Commissioner Randy Christman. So we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments this morning. Commissioner Fedorchuk?
I'll just say I observed the Energy Development Transmission Committee meeting yesterday and really appreciated the agenda. And I didn't catch all of Ladd Erickson's presentation. I want to go back and listen to that, because I understand he had some ideas for new areas for the commission to get involved in. But what I did walk away from recognizing, there's just a growing interest and discussion level. I think it's really important that it's happening in electricity generation and resource adequacy issues. And I do look forward to, we have some initiatives of our own that are included in our legislative package, and that get to the issues of resource adequacy, but I think that there will be more forthcoming. And I really look forward to this discussion during the legislature, and hope that North Dakota walks away from this session with a strong policy position on where the state wants to go, and the tools that they want us to have to reinforce tools that we already have, but a little more policy clarity, I think, will be helpful for us in interacting in the multi-state markets that we have. So I really look forward to that, and think it's going to be fruitful discussions and good for North Dakota in the end.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Christman? Commissioner Christman, I believe you're muted.
Sorry about that. Kind of similar observation. I did not get to sit in on the Energy Transmission Committee meeting yesterday. Read about it in the paper this morning, and since yesterday I've been looking forward to reviewing the recording of it online. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to our meeting.
All right. Thank you. We have 19 items on consent in the previous minutes. I move they be approved.
Second.
Second. Julie. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, we're working out the kinks this morning.
Sorry.
No, that's fine, Steve. Moving into the regular agenda, I have one item. I move the commission suspend the rate, assess a filing fee of $10,000, and issue a notice of opportunity for a hearing in Northern States Power Company Transmission Facility Cost Recovery 2021 rates, case number PU-20-406.
Second.
Okay, this is an application that came in on September 23rd of this year from Northern States Power Company, also known as Xcel Energy, and it is for their 2021 transmission cost recovery rider. This rider has been around for an extended period of time. It's renewed every year, adjusted accordingly, and it can go up, but it can also decrease as well, depending on the revenue requirements. This would be for 52 previously approved transmission projects and also 6 new transmission projects, as well as net expenses from the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator billings, otherwise known as MISO. So I always like to get to the crux of the matter, and in this particular case, what NSP is seeking would be an increase of 61 cents per month for A residential customer consuming 750 kilowatt hours per month, so an average residential customer would see a slight increase of 61 cents if this were approved. So this is a notice of opportunity for hearing, and those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request by identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by November 21st, 2020. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a hearing. And again, our number that people can reach us at for more information is 701-328-2400.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and that completes my portfolio items. Commissioner Fedorchak.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the commission adopt the order in FPL Energy Oliver Wind 1 LLC / Oliver Wind 1 LLC transfer certificate number 92 and permit number 102, citing application case number PU-20-364.
Second.
On August 14th, FPL Energy Oliver Wind 1 and Oliver Wind 1 LLC filed a joint application to transfer quarter certificate number 91-92 and route permit 102 from FPL Oliver Wind 1 LLC to Oliver Wind 1 LLC. So the commission issued a notice of opportunity for hearing and provided until September 30th for written comments or hearing requests. No comments or requests for hearings were received. The issues to be considered are whether Oliver Wund agrees and is able to comply with the terms and conditions of the corridor certificate and route permit, and whether the requested transfers are compatible with public interest. The reality in this case is FPL Energy Oliver Wind 1 and Oliver Wind 1 LLC are both indirect wholly owned subsidiaries of NextEra Energy Resources, which is an indirect wholly owned subsidiary of NextEra Energy. The ultimate ownership, control, and operation of the transmission line assets will not change as a result of this transfer request. We've received the appropriate affidavits from the company assuring us that they're capable of and will oblige by the permits that they are seeking to transfer in. So I think everything is in order for this request.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to throw this out. Well, I'm thinking of it because over the years, we've had a lot of these cases where it's just name change with changes within wholly owned subsidiaries. I think it's happened on pipelines too, but it's most notable on these wind farms. And years ago in the legislature, I remember dealing with an issue, and in that case, it had to do with the transmission line, where landowners came to me complaining because over the years, these companies, and I don't really understand the full reason why these almost indistinguishable name changes within wholly owned subsidiaries, or subsidiaries. But when they have leases, then oftentimes these things get attached. An abstract notice needs to be made because they have a lease on that person's property. And someday, either within a family or through a full sale to outside family members, those abstracts need to be updated, and the landowner ends up with pages and pages of updates that they really knew nothing about. And so I'm just throwing this out. I hope the companies are taking that into consideration. We came up with some legislation at that time to offset it somewhat, and I really don't know how successful that has been. But to the extent that these things impact people's abstracts on their property, it can be a big deal when these things are constantly changing.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. My second motion, I move the commission deem complete the combined application for certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit, conditional on receiving the stormwater pollution prevention plan 30 days prior to the hearing, and issue a notice of filing and public hearing in New Star Pipeline Operating Partnership LP, 10-inch North System Pipeline Relocation, Cass County Siting Application, case number PU-20-381.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. So we're scheduling a remote public hearing on this application for November 23rd of 2020 at 9 a.m. I think this is keeping with a long-standing tradition to have a siting hearing immediately before Thanksgiving, something that we've done almost every year since I've been on the commission. It's always an open day, I guess. This application concerns a route permit and corridor compatibility certificate for the location of approximately 2.21 miles of 10-inch inside diameter refined petroleum products pipeline in Cass County, North Dakota. This is the line that traverses from Tesoro and goes east to a variety of destinations. And the project is being prompted. It's just a pretty short reroute of the project that's being prompted by the Fargo Area Diversion Channel. So currently, the pipeline crosses the proposed diversion channel and is approximately 3 feet below the depth. This project will relocate the crossing. It'll still be within it'll still cross the diversion, but it will be relocated to a depth of 39 feet below the bottom of drain number 14 when it's constructed. It'll be 10 feet below the tributary to the Cheyenne, 10 feet below the ditches in that area, and 10 feet below all the ditches in the area around the diversion channel. So this is needed in advance of that construction to allow for the construction of the diversion properly and safely, and that's what's triggering this siting request and route reroute. Mm-hmm. So with that, we will gather the appropriate information we need to review this and look forward to a public hearing on November 23rd. People can provide public input. They can attend that electronically. The location will be on our website, as well as a call-in number. You can provide public input to us that day by calling in. All those instructions will be available the day of the hearing. We can provide them in writing beginning on November 23rd through November 30th and addressed to the Public Service Commission. Hopefully that'll give people a variety of options for participating if they so choose.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. This next one, I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Senex Pipeline LLC amended certificate number 202 and route permit number 212 siting application case number PU-20-399.
Second.
Excuse me. So on September 15th of this year, Senex filed with the commission a consolidated application to amend the designated corridor and route location in Section 29, Township 155 North, Range 89 West, Montreal County, for approximately 742 feet of pipeline adjacent to and outside the designated corridor, the furthest offset distance being approximately 75 feet outside the designated corridor. The Senex filed with the commission a request to waive the and reduce procedures and time schedules required by law. And let's see, in June, Dakota Prairie filed with the commission a request to Dakota Prairie. Why are they listed here? I think there's a typo in this order that I just noticed. Hmm. Yeah. We'll have to fix the typo in the order, but essentially on September 15th, Senex filed with the commission request or to waive and procedures and time schedules required by the law. So we can ultimately make a decision on this matter without a hearing. A comment or request for a hearing on this matter should be received by November 6th. My understanding of this case is this is for a pipe that was this section that goes outside the corridor is fully bored and underground, and the landowners are aware of this being outside the official corridor. So there's no service disturbance on the areas where this is going outside the previously approved corridor and route. So we'll evaluate this based on any requests for hearing that we might receive and other documents that the company has provided to us. And again, the deadline for comments or requests for hearing is November 6th.
Okay, and then to clarify on paragraph 4, Dakota Prairie would be changed to...
I think that whole paragraph needs to come out. I think it's duplicative.
Okay.
But we'll have to tweak that. It does not change materially the order in any way. I think it's just extra language that was copied and pasted and from a previous order.
So the vote will be based on paragraph 4 being taken out?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those sorry. All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And that concludes my portfolio, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Fedorchuk. And I believe Commissioner Chrisman had no agenda items, but he's been incredibly busy for months on end with agenda items. So got a little bit of a break today.
I'll try to bring in a big batch by your next meeting.
Stacking things up. So it'll be short-lived, but no, it's certainly been busy with your portfolio items. In terms of announcements, we do have a work session today at 1:30 on NSP gas extension policy. It's listed as a work session. I did ask staff in terms of what's the best designation, and that's the designation that was come up with. You could also say, in effect, it's an information exchange. And it's related to, on the electric side, companies can seek an advanced determination of prudence. That does not exist. That mechanism doesn't exist for the gas side. So it's an opportunity to hear from the company, hear their thoughts in a public forum, and that is the appropriate way to go about that. So that's at 1:30, and then our next regular commission meeting is on Wednesday, October 21st, and that is at 10 a.m. So that concludes the announcements. We'll take a brief recess, questions from the press, and then we will move into the administrative portion of the meeting. This meeting is now in recess.
Okay, I have to ask about the New Star pipeline. Did they give you a cost estimate on that?
Shoot. They probably did. I'm sure they did, but I didn't pull that that page from the application.
That's no problem.
Well, let me peek. I did pull two application pages. I can look for you afterwards, Dave. I'm sure it's in the application.
But the real thing is that they need to go down further. Yeah, deeper.
Yeah. They are rerouting, though. They're going a little south and a little south of their existing crossing and a little further east the new location for the crossing will be further away from the current one.
And this is to facilitate the building of the diversion?
Correct. According to their application, that's what they've said.
Okay. By the way, you said Tesoro. Wasn't that 7 owners ago?
Oh, I'm just kidding. That's what they wrote in there. That's what they wrote in here.
Go ahead.
When you look at the magnitude of a project like the diversion project in Fargo, there are so many moving parts and so many different lines that have to be taken into consideration. So we'll have to hear what the company has to say, but it certainly looks like it will significantly enhance public safety, and I look forward to meeting with them.
On the administrative agenda, I just happened to catch this, B1, a discussion with NSP XL about the tax reform's effects. Why is that still on the agenda? I'm just curious.
Pardon?
Why is that still being discussed? So the advocacy
we'll find out more
for hearing.
Well,
yeah. Get into the discussion.
Just a quick little summary. The company filed to redirect because of that negotiated agreement, there's an over-earnings requirement. Any over-earnings need to be returned. Because the company filed one request to use those over-earnings for a certain cause, and I can't recall right now what it is because I read this last week. But staff, our crack staff, in going through this, discovered that their numbers, they feel the numbers are off and that there's more that should be returned to customers. And so this they've requested of our, PUD director, a hearing on this matter. And so that's what we'll be discussing, that request for a hearing.
Yeah, we'll be into that in just a few minutes, actually, because it's the one and only discussion item, and staff, I think, will be able to give a little more color. I don't know. Do we want to do that right now, or should we just get through?
I won't be talking any of that.
Oh, thank you.
Adam, though, you've got some more information. I don't know if we should.
He's advocacy, too.
No, he's advisory.
Oh, he is?
He's advisory on this one. So I'd say just a couple minutes from now.
Not a problem. Okay. I think that's all I've got. Now I was going to ask about solar power, but I'm not going to do that.
No. Oh, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I returned from Minneapolis. I went down for a weekend, and there's all sorts of solar panels all over the place on 94. Mm-hmm. And I was just curious about what's happened to the one that was sited for Cass County.
I haven't received an update on that one for quite some time. Are they under construction?
I think they are still trying to secure a buyer for the power. That my understanding is they don't have a power purchase agreement with another party in place yet. So that's what's holding it up, which I think it's really interesting from the sense that you would think that there would be a number of potential buyers out there that would want that energy to meet, whether it's portfolio standards, mandates from other states.
And they have an interconnect.
That's
so it's what's really surprising, that they can't find.
So I don't know if it's related to the rate that they're seeking. In all likelihood, I would.
You should contact Geronimo, Dave, and get to the bottom.
You're right.
No,
we'd all like that.
I thought that was interesting because that's been several years now, I think.
Yeah, it has.
So. Do you have more to add on that, Pat?
We haven't had a pre-construction meeting for the solar plant.
Okay.
So they haven't seen construction.
Okay.
And it's
4.1.
But the
new
pipeline is
4.1. Okay, thanks.
Mr. Chairman, please have people use their microphones.
They reported that the cost of New Star is 4.1. But yeah, staff has to use mics.
I'm good.
Steve? Okay, thank you, Dave. Steve, do we have anyone on the line?
We have one.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, we have one person on the line. If there's any members of the news media that would like to ask a question, please dial 9. Sorry, star 9. And I am not seeing a hand raise.
Okay, assuming there aren't any other press-related questions, I think we'll just move right into the administrative portion of the meeting. So
I'm going to run and grab my materials on this. I'll be
okay. We will give it a minute.